I'm very thankful for Pastor Raji, Pastor Raji Samuel, for giving me this opportunity to come here and minister from God's Word. As Pastor said, we have a family gathering here. My elder brother-in-law, Pastor Joseph Matthew, who is your overseer, he is here with my elder sister, Sister Sharon, and I thank God for Jasper. They are here as a family. Along with that, my parents, my father and my mother are there also with us this morning, so I praise God for that. There is one person that I should mention in the back. She did not stand up, but my wife of over 22 years, Nisi, is there in the back. Could you please stand up, Nisi, that everybody sees? She always wants to stand in the background when I am out there, so I praise God for her. Our children could not make it today, but we are visiting India, and I remember about 2.5 years ago, under the worship of Guru, cottage meeting, I had an opportunity to minister from God's Word, and we have another. Jio's home, where there was a cottage meeting in January of 2010. And I remember the small gathering that was there in that meeting. I think this is the first time I'm coming to this church, and I praise God for that. I am ministering in a city in Atlanta, Georgia. You all may be knowing Pastor C.B. Andrews. I'm an associate pastor with him, and I'm an ordained pastor, I'm ordained minister with the Church of God. Along with that, the Lord enabled me. I am like Paul. I have a full-time job. I'm working with General Electric. At the same time, I believe that this is a calling that God has placed on my life. Over the days, God took me to different places. I have been very much involved in the youth as a youth pastor. I was a youth pastor for over 10 years in Atlanta. Before God, I felt that I'm getting older. My hair was starting to get gray. I said, let me move away from the youth. So I'm an associate pastor. But more than that, I always wanted to study theology and study the Word of God. So the last 4 years, I could study in the Church of God's premier seminary in Cleveland, Tennessee. going to preach after me. So let me give you the time here. Acts chapter 8 verse 1. When God saw that the people were not moving from Jerusalem, a great persecution came to the church. And from that persecution, we see that the people of God, they were scattered. Our chidari boy, everybody have boy, that one of my children, my grandson, I know, everything on that. Pastors and our fellow congregants, Vishwasigal. those kind of people. This church should open up. Praise the Lord. Have more services. I don't know how you're going to do it. Start some ministry in Hindi and Marathi for the local people. That is how the church is going to expand. These days the leaders should have a vision of reaching out to the people among whom they are dwelling. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Maybe God is going to give some of your passion to touch Marathi people or Hindi people. Church should be able to release them for the glory of God. Praise the Lord. പക്ഷെ അവരെ റിലീസ് ചെയ്യുന്ന മുമ്പേ ഇവിടെ നമ്മൾ വായിക്കുന്ന ആ പത്മനാഭത്തെ അധ്യായത്തിൽ വായിക്കുന്നത് യെരുശലേമിന്റെ സഭ ഇത് അറിഞ്ഞപ്പോൾ അവർ ബർണബാസിനെ മുന്നോട്ട് വിട്ടു. They sent Barnabas and he saw the grace of God. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ കൃപ ആ സഭയുടെ മേൽ ബർണബാസ് കണ്ടു. And then Barnabas found that they need some solid teaching. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വചനത്തിൽ കൂട നല്ല teaching. അതുകൊണ്ട് ബർണബാസ് he went, he got Saul and he brought him to Antioch. ഒരു വർഷക്കാലം Saul and Barnabas they taught the word of God to the church. ഞാൻ പറയട്ടെ, സഭയുടെ ഒരു വലിയൊരു റെസ്പോൺസിബിലിറ്റി is to disciple the people of God. Church needs to start sending out people. Praise the Lord. The church needs to get together and fast and let the Holy Spirit speak. Then you shall pray for me. This brother, that sister, let them go with the work of God. Hallelujah. They within the mela, God is going to open a place for God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't know how many of you agree with me, but we are each responsible for the growth of the church. Our church has to come that every people should hear the word of God. Praise the Lord. This is my desire. Hallelujah. God has given me a great desire. Our people should read God's word. You need to read and hear from God, and you need to do what God wants. Hallelujah. And I pray that God will bless each and every one of you. And finally, one more point let me tell you. The church has to give out generously. Devotion.